Leading with questions. How leaders find the right solutions by knowing what to ask. Author Michael J. Marquard. The power of questions. Questions can elicit information, of course, but they can do much more. Astute leaders use questions to encourage full participation in teamwork, to spur innovation and outside-the-box thinking, to empower others to solve problems, to build relationships with others. Recent research now points to the conclusion that the most successful leaders lead with questions. They create the conditions and environment to ask and be asked questions. Too often we ask questions that disempower rather than empower subordinates. These questions cast blame, for example. Then, the point isn't that leaders don't just ask enough questions. Often we don't ask the right questions, or we don't ask questions in a way that will lead to honest and informative answers. Great questions define great leaders. Asking rather than telling, questions rather than answers, this has become the key to leadership, excellence and success in the 21st century. With the growing complexity and speed of change in the world, the traditional hierarchical model of the leadership that worked yesterday will not work tomorrow. The leaders simply won't know enough to adequately tell people what to do. Most leaders feel that they're supposed to have answers, not questions. But no one can master all the data needed to address the complex issues that confront today's organisations. Organisational benefits of questioning culture. Questions for increasing individual, team and organisational learning. Every question can be a potential learning opportunity. Questioning helps people gain perspective and understand the perspective of others. Questions will enable staff to become more aware of how they contribute towards organisations' goals and thereby generate greater commitment to those goals. Questions create the conditions that foster openness and release energy. Questions help the group recognise and reorganise its collective knowledge, and they serve as models of responsiveness, helpfulness and cooperation. Questions asked by leaders transform the organisation as they can evoke images of what employees hope to create and the values of behaviour desired by their people. Confronting our discomfort with questions. It is important for leaders to fully recognise and understand the power of words. The words we choose to use are metaphors for concepts that define our attitude and behaviours. Questions can be powerful in focusing attention. When leaders ask questions, they send constituents on mental journeys in search of answers. Unfortunately, our questions can also send people on journeys that are negative, provoking defensiveness and self-doubt. Questions that empower or disempower. Questions that disempower focus on the reasons why the person didn't or cannot succeed. Such questions result in a defensive or reactive mode, immediately casting blame on the other person. Poor questions drain energy from the individual and cause reaction rather than creation. Such questions prevent people from having the opportunity to clarify misunderstandings or achieve goals. Once in this defensive mode, people are more likely to see themselves as part of the problem rather than as a source of possible solutions. Empowering questions, on the other hand, get people to think and allow them to discover their own answers, thus developing self-responsibility and a transference of ownership for the results. Such questions can help people realise how they are contributing to the whole while opening them up to unexpected possibilities that they invite discovery, creativity and innovation. Empowering questions also create a high-trust environment and enable people to identify, clarify and express their needs. Types of effective questions. Effective questions are those that accomplish the purpose as well as build a positive relationship between the questioner and questionee. Of course, leaders can ask a variety of types of questions depending on the purpose. The art of asking questions. Even when we work hard to make sure the questions we ask are appropriate, we can undermine the process by asking questions carelessly. The attitude, mindset, pace, timing, environment, and context can all affect the impact of our questions. Good questions can become great questions when the science of inquiring is blended with the art of questioning. The mindset for asking questions, judger versus learner. Leaders with the learner mindset tend to be optimistic and to presuppose new possibilities, a hopeful future, and sufficient resources. They are flexible and relate to others in a win-win manner that facilitates the search for creative solutions. Leaders with the learner mindset ask genuine questions. Leaders with a judgmental mindset tend to focus on the past, not as a means of learning, but to apportion praise or blame. They focus more on fixing responsibilities for problems. Judging questions result in win-lose encounters, as they all too often operate in an attack or defend paradigm. Leaders with this mindset tend to believe they know the answer already anyway. Timing for questions. Finding the ideal time for asking questions is an art. If you bring up questions too early in a process, the group or individual may lack the sufficient data to respond adequately. If questions come too late, you may miss an opportunity for learning and frustrate the participants in the group who have been struggling without support for too long. Experience will make you more confident in timing questions for optimal results. When asking questions, keep your focus on the questioner and the question. You cannot listen and at the same time think of the next thing you're going to ask. Creating a questioning culture. The goal for the inquiring leader is to change the corporate culture from one of telling to one of asking, to help everybody see and understand that questions need to become their primary communications tool. Reward and appreciate questioners. Leaders who build questioning cultures recognise the best in people and seek to affirm past and present strengths, successes, assets and potentials. Employees must be allowed to make mistakes without fear of punishment, to ask questions openly and feel appreciated when they do it right. The incredible power of questions. Every question a leader asks can provide a wonderful opportunity for the recipients to become empowered, to do something they couldn't do before. Questions have the potential to create confidence, to enhance learning, to develop competence, and to engender insights. They can move each person in the organisation to become a better human being, as well as a better contributor to the organisation and community. Using questions in encouraging action and innovation. Questions transform problem and possibility talk into action as they move people from present to the future. They spark and direct attention, perception, energy, and effort, and that's the heart of innovation. Questions open people to the possibility that they are capable of generating astonishing new material. Using questions in solving problems. We should focus on generating the right questions rather than jumping directly to finding right answers. The right questions will lead us to the right answers. As a group, members are engaged in asking questions of each other at various stages of problem solving. They gradually gain a group consensus on answers and strategies. Questions structure on the progression through the four stages of problem solving. Using questions in enabling change. People can easily become entrapped in the organization's established procedures. As leaders, we must periodically question the collective wisdom of the organization. We need to be able to question assumptions about structures, strategies, values, and business processes that shape the organizational culture. A new fresh perspective is absolutely essential if the organization is to perceive new opportunities and uncover hidden threatening trends in the marketplace. Hundreds of organizations around the world that have gone through major successful transformations share some common questions that can in return help leaders move from their current situation to their desired future. Becoming a questioning leader. The primary difference between leaders and managers is that leaders are those who ask the right questions, whereas managers are those tasked to answer those questions. The importance and power of leading with questions is unlimited. Leaders who can ask and process information will build organizations that have tremendous competitive advantage over their slower and less proactive competition.